Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Apparently it is Twinkies Day here at the office as we celebrate Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Dana, right?
Twinkies Day. By the way, Scott Parks here. How are you?
I'm also Scott Parks.
Oh. Got Scott Parks today. I love it.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
If you haven't been online... A bunch of us got together and decided that for the Odyssey annual Halloween party, we were all going to get together and dress as Scott Parks.
And for those of you who don't know, that is black mesh shorts, a t-shirt that for whatever reason is four sizes larger than the hoodie that we're wearing.
Yes.
An old raggedy hoodie.
Yes.
And some flip-flops.
Or shoes optional. I don't have time.
That's right.
I only wore shoes today, closed-toed, because I didn't know if the get-together was outside or inside.
Mm.
And so I wore closed-toed shoes so that my toes didn't get cold.
Look, you are a great sport.
It was very funny.
I don't know that I have laughed that hard in a long time.
Well, it took me a minute, and I come upstairs and I see Sam. And Sam and I have the same exchange every day. It's like, Sammy boy. He goes, Scotty boy. And I look over at him, and he's wearing a blue hoodie and some black shorts. And I go, who are you? And he goes, nothing. And I'm like, okay, all right. Maybe Sam just didn't feel up to getting dressed up for Halloween
or
whatever. And I don't get dressed up for Halloween. I think that's for kids. And then I see...
You actually did today.
Yeah. Didn't have a choice.
Then I see Steven Spector, the program director for 96.5 The Fan, come around the corner, and he, too, is wearing a blue hoodie with the T-shirt exposed underneath the hoodie.
Yeah.
You know, over the short line.
Yes.
And he's wearing shorts and flip-flops. And I'm like, who are you? And he goes, I decided not to get dressed up. And I've never seen Spector wearing shorts or flip-flops ever. And then Dana walks around the corner.
Nor me, for that matter.
Yeah, nor you. You've worn shorts here before, but not athletic shorts.
Yeah.
And then Dana walks around the corner wearing a blue hoodie and black shorts and no shoes. And that's when the jig was up. And I realized that there was a conspiracy.
Yes. A very funny, loving conspiracy.
Everybody in the office decided they were going to get dressed up like Scott Parks.
Now, I'm gonna just, for a moment, the funniest line I have ever heard, and Steven Spector dropped it. Just listen. This is as we're trying to take a photo. All right, here we go. We're taking the photo. Listen to Spectre.
I'm mad and old.
I'm mad and I'm old.
Is that really what people think about me?
We took second place. We took second place in honorable mention. All of the Scott Parks took second place.
I got $100.
I know it. I didn't mean to, like, you know, get us phenomenal prizes. I just thought it'd be funny to dress up as Scott Parks. T was involved. I had to call her and tell her, God, hide the orange one. He's only got a blue one and an orange one. We're all wearing blue.
Actually, that's not true. I have 12 hoodies, but there are two that I prefer over the rest.
I was going to say, you only wear two. See, I stepped it up a notch, too. I have a band t-shirt on. I brought the Adidas sweatpants, and I brought Vans. I got four different versions
you
of
really,
Scott Parks.
You really got into it.
Am I wearing a band t-shirt today?
You are.
It's
that is
so correct.
That is correct.
It's so good.
It is
it's
a
so
kiss
good.
Shirt. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it's going to be a decent weather for trick-or-treating, and I hope that everybody has a safe, fun, enjoyable Halloween. We are going to be glued to game six of the World Series.
Are you not handing out candy
We're not
tonight?
Handing out candy because we are taking a very quick weekend road trip. And so I might do the bowl. You know, if you're gone, do you just do the bowl? Help yourself to one.
Yeah, if you want it to not be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Scrooge about it, but we aren't going to be there to physically hand out candy.
I would not leave a prized family porcelain bowl, Scott
right.
Parks,
mm-hmm. right.
on
we
your
do,
porch.
We have some experience with that, I believe.
Yeah, I would go for
Someone
the plastic
took all
trash
your candy
bowl.
One year, Charlie Brown, and took the bowl. I had forgotten about that.
It was my mom's porcelain bowl.
I had forgotten about that.
That we had had since we were kids.
So funny.
From the text line, I must know, were they all wearing underwear?
We're not going to get into all of the
Is the audio
the
when you guys all walk into the newsroom, is it clean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's totally clean.
Sam, audio, please.
Kathy's here.
And so's Dana.
That's when I knew.
Barefoot, too.
You see a quadruple?
I pulled that stump before.
They even have Pringles.
Do you have a Pringle?
Did you take it out of my drawer?
I did.
Come
it will be returned.
Will
you scan it?
Yeah. Come with me. I got to scan it. Somebody can pay for my Pringles. Come on. Hey, I left my wallet in the car. Can you get my Pringles for me?
Scan it.
I left my
ball in the car. Can you buy my Pringles?
Come over here and scan it.
Witness.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You need to watch me scan all these to prove for Roxanne that I paid for them?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where we're going.
You are funny.
Oh, my God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. rated T for teen.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. Like fun.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. The airing of the grievances, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Americans are going to hit record spending this Halloween? And I think it's for everything. Like for your costume, for your candy. Americans are going to spend a record $114 per person. With Halloween, believe it or not, evolving into a $13 billion industry, seeing significant expenditures as people prepared to celebrate. How much would it set you back for one of those? I've seen them in 2 or 3 yards for the gigantic two-story skeleton.
That's like $200.
Like at a Costco or something like that?
Mainly Lowe's or Home Depot is
where
I've seen
goodness.
Them. Really, though, it's not the fact that people are spending or getting more stuff. There was a chocolate shortage driving up chocolate prices.
Yep.
Not to get political, but there's other things that are driving up prices.
Tariffs.
And that specifically weighs in on costumes that most people buy from companies like Amazon that are made in other countries, and therefore they are now more expensive.
A national retail study highlights that 96% of people will buy candy. 96%. 78% will purchase decorations. 71% will buy costumes. I do not decorate for Halloween. A good friend of mine got me a big old heavy clay pumpkin that I stick outside, and then I buy like three pumpkins and I just go conk, conk, conk. Like one in the urn, one in the flower pot.
One in the what?
One are, you know, those big urns, floral urns. I put one in there, one on the kitchen.
They're called floral urns?
Yeah, one on the kitchen table, one outside the porch or the patio, and I'm done.
Do you plant in ashes?
And they were $5. I mean, that's it.
The only thing we did is we bought one miniature pumpkin, which is on the island in the kitchen, and we bought enough candy that there's no way, because in our neighborhood, nobody moves in with 1 and 2 year olds.
Right.
I mean, by the time you get to the neighborhood we live in, you're in your 40s or early 50s.
It's like your second house or your third.
Well, in my case, probably my fourth or fifth.
Right.
But, you know, I struggle in that category. And so most of the kids in the neighborhood are either in college or they're in high school.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of kids in the neighborhood. So, and there is this tendency for people to bring, to like van their kids into our neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we'll get a lot of that.
Interestingly, this study also found that people will spend a combined total of $860 million on costumes for their pets, reflecting the holiday's growing popularity and commercialization. I have a friend every year who dresses her dogs up, and I look forward to that text every year to see her puppies. But, you know, that is where some of the spending is coming from. It's your animals.
Do you think you'll dress your dog up next Halloween?
Nice.
By the way, I have a grievance, and you are it, and you are it.
What did I do?
We weren't supposed to talk about just the possibility of that thing happening, and then you're
getting
like,
a dog.
Oh, let's talk about it on the show.
Didn't you already name this dog?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the dog?
Birdie.
Oh, God. When I thought it couldn't get worse.
It did.
His daughter texted today and said, could I see a photo of Birdie? And he goes, all right, no. He goes, no. We're not. He goes, there is no dog. We're just talking. No.
Who runs the house? You or him?
You know, it's.
He's getting teamed up on.
It's unlikely. It's unlikely. But if
today,
it were to happen, yes, we've named her.
Where is the dog?
With my friend who is trying to find Puppy a home.
Is it Carrie Emmert?
No. Mm-mm. Another friend. She sent me another video today. She's so cute.
What kind of dog is
I'm not going to say because I don't.
It's a spaniel of some capacity.
I don't want to jinx it. I just don't want to talk about it. And you guys keep bringing it up. Although I teed it up telling you that people spend $800 million on dressing up their pets, which I would not do. I would be very, fiscally responsible.
See, we got a dog that wears her costume all year long.
What is it?
She just looks like a cow. She has cow print.
Oh, does she really look like a cow?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like it's a costume or the dog looks like a cow?
Her print on her fur looks like a cow.
Looks like a cow.
Yeah.
Got it.
She's a little cow.
How close? No.
Happy Halloween.
You're not backing out. Nope, it's not, actually. How close are we to getting this dog?
No.
Now, when you think about what you name your future dog, you do need to remember that at some point you will be yelling at this dog. Not in an aggressive manner, but just to correct a behavior.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Have you tested out yelling Birdie?
No, but it's such a good name for us. You know that.
Birdie, you get it from golf.
Rolls off the tongue way better than Albatross.
That's where it comes from.
Well, and her obsession with birds.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah. 913, see, it's a twofer.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Birdie, come here.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.